I don't look at Moore's law as a law. It's been a general trend about how the world has been proceeding in terms of how we build the structures that compute. It looks like, if we continue along what we've been doing with silicon, that Moore's law will come to, it will slow down. It will have to slow down, period. It's good. You can't, if Moore's law does not slow down, then we're going to be building computers smaller than an atom. And that's a little bit problematic. That's not going to happen. So, you know, we can see the limitations, some of the limitations of what the industry faces. And we're trying to see what we can do to get around those limitations. We're trying to come up with new ways to do computation, ways that might not necessarily replace silicon, but might augment silicon at first. We're looking, IBM is big enough and it suits our business model well enough to take a small part of our investment in research and devote it to what we call exploratory research. The stuff where we can't, you know, look at a project and say, okay, that's going to have a deliverable in a year or 2 years from now. We're going to have that in a product 3 years or 4 or 5 years from now. Instead, we have this history of being successful. So we're going to take a small part of our overall research endeavor, and we're going to explore what the possibilities are, looking for the things that we think can make a difference to the industry, and choosing our research according to the ways, according to the directions that we think are most likely to be fruitful. And what we look for when we try to make decisions about what we're going to work on are that is the appropriate balance between risk and reward. If it's long term and if it's real risky, the reward has to be really big. If the reward isn't really big, why are you doing that? You should be doing something else. If it's shorter term, you can't afford the same level of risk, right? And the rewards may not be quite as large. So in some sense, designing a research portfolio is analogous to designing an investment portfolio.